Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara at the top of the Omod is continuing with the Memra of Rava, which began on Daf Chof Chesom at Beis. Rava is explaining the Pasuk in Parashas Tzav, which is the Makor of the Din Pigol. V'im heyochal yeyochal mibusar zevach shlomav v'yayim ha'shlishi lo yeyrotze. Hamakrav oisei lo yechoshiv lo yipigo yihye, v'hanefesh haycheles mimenu avoyno tisa. Here at the top of the Omid, Rava is explaining the words of the Pasuk, Hamakrav oisei lo yechoshiv lo yechoshiv, from lo yechoshiv lo we learn lo yarev by machshavos achiris. The din of lo yarev by machshavos achiris, Rashi explains, is the din of the Mishnah on Dafkov Tesamid Beis, the din of machshavos moitzius zumizu, that if he has a different machshava peselis besides machshavos pigol, that's mafkia from pigol, it revokes the status of Pigol, and there is no Chiyuv Karis. Now one has to understand over here, and this kash is addressed by Achronim, why we need a separate drasha to tell us Le'arav by Machshavos Achiris, that if he has another Machshavos Peiselos besides the Machshavos Pigol, that's Mafkir from Pigol, this should already be included in that which Rava said, that in order for there to be a Chiyuv Karis for Pigol, you have to have Kartzoas Kosher, Kachartzoas Posel, Maratzoas Kosher, Achriyakriv Komatirov, Afartzoas Posel, Achriyakrivu kol matirov, which kipshutei means in order for the Chiyuv Karis to be chal, he has to have completed all of the avodos, and the chardis means to say that they were completed behechsher. All the avodos were done without any other psul, and if the carbon would not have been pigol, at this moment it would have been chal the hetzer achila on the basar. Now that there was a machshavas pigol, what's chal is a Chiyuv Karis on the basar. If so, why would you need a separate pasuk to tell us that if he had another machshava peiselos in one of the avodos, that's mafkir from pigol, l'chair this should be included in the din, that you have to have kartzoas kosher, kachartzoas posel, nor for it to be a chiyuv karis of pigol. So this kasha is addressed by the Briskerov, and the Briskerov said two terutzim to answer this kasha. The first terutz, he says, is that one would have thought, if not for this drosha of machshavos metzius zumizu, that once he did one of the avodas with the machshavos pigol, so the karmer is already posel. And we have a klal on daf chavov amid beis, Rav over there tells us, Ein machshava mayelas ela b'misha roi la'avoida, u'bedover ha'roi la'avoida, u'bemokam ha'roi la'avoida. In order for one to be able to have a machshava peiselas during avoida, it has to be that the person is roi for avoida, and the carbon is roi for avoida, and the place is roi for avoida. Agapan from now, which the din is that it has to be dover ha'roi la'avoida. That means to say it has to be a carbon which is befitting to have this avoida. Only then do we say that if the avoida was done with a machshava peiselas, it is considered a machshava to pass all the carbon. Therefore, in this case, the Briskerov says, once the carbon already became posel, because one of the previous avodas had a machshavas pigol in it, you would have thought that if the kohen continues and does another avoda with an additional machshava peiseles, for example, if he did the shechita with the machshavas pigol, then he did the kabbalah with the machshava of chutzim kaimoy, since at the time he did the kabbalah, the carbon was already posel, perhaps one would have thought this is not considered dover haroi la avoda, and the machshava which he had at the time of the kabbalah to eat the basar chutzim kaimoy, that machshava is meaningless and therefore cannot pass the carbon. And if so, that which he did the rest of the avodos would be considered that it was karvo kol matirov. There's no other psul involved in the rest of the avodos. The machshava which he had at the Kabbalah was irrelevant. Kamashblam, for that reason, we have to have this separate joshua to tell us, le'arabai machshava isacheris. And that tells us that if one of the other avodos was done with another machshava peiseles, even though at that time already the carbon was nifsal, still the second machshava will be mafkia from pigol. This is one teretz that the Briskerov gave to answer the kasha. This is brought in the Chidush HaGriz and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. There's additional teretz which is brought b'shem the Briskerov. This is brought in the Sefer Minchas Avram over here on the Sugyo. The Chidush here is specifically as far as the Machshava of Chutzim Kaimai. One would have thought that Chutzim Kaimai is not really a different category than Chutzim Manai. Just as we see over here Behemshech that we learned from the Pasuk of Yiyah, Bilamash HaMitzdar from Zeh Mzeh, Machshava to eat half of Kezayis Chutzim Manai is Mitzdarf together with Machshava to eat half of Kezayis Chutzim Kaimai. Together those two Machshavas will pass all the carbon. We see that they're both considered in one category of Pigol, even though Chutzim Manai has Karis and Chutzim Kaimai does not. Therefore one would have had a Havamina that a Machshava's Chutzim Kaimai is not considered a different Machshava in order to be Mafkiya Midei Pigol. Just as if he does the Shechita Chutzim Manai and he continues doing the Kabbalah as well, and Hailocha and Zrika all Chutzim Manai, it's not a different machshava, it's not mafkim b'dei pigol. All of these machshavas are the same category of machshavas pigol, and therefore that's not considered that he was ma'arif machshavas acheres. So too one would have thought that a machshava of chutzim kaimai is not a machshava acheres, is in the same category of pigol, and therefore would not be mafkir midei pigol. For that, we need a pasuk of le'arvay machshava yisacheris to tell us that machshava of chutzim kamim is a separate type of machshava peiseles, and that is mafkir midei pigol. According to this, if after you had the machshava of pigol, you did one of the avodes with the machshava of shiloi lishma bechatos, which is also a machshava peiseles, for that you would not need this drush of le'arvay machshava yisacheris, according to this text of the Biskarov. This would be partial that since he did one of the other avodes with a psol, that already we would know from the klal of kartzos kosher kachartzos posol. The havmin is specifically by machshava of chutzim kaimai, which one would have thought is the same category of pigol. That's when we need the pasuk to tell us that that also is a machshava which is mafkia midei pigol. These are the two terusim of the Biskarov to the kasha. Why we need a special pasuk of leichoshev to tell us machshava is mitzuyos zumizu. As Biskarov is going with the assumption that mikayach the pasuk the drosh of kartzos kosher kachartzos posol, you would know that not only do the avodas have to have been completed, but also that they have to have been completed behechsher. If the avodah was done with bipsul, that would not be considered katzos kosher kachatzos posel. For example, if a kain who was posel did one of the avodas, he did the zrika, so even though the zrika was done but was not done behechsher, that would be included in the drush of katzos kosher kachatzos posel, and it would not be nikva bepigol. For that reason, the Biskarov was bothered by the kasha. Why do we need a separate pasuk to tell us that machshava is moitzius zumizu? There is, however, a mahalach in the Achronim. This is quoted in the Sefer Shalom Rav, b'shem the Sefer Tosefes Kedusha. This is also brought in the Minchas of Rambam over here in Er Sugya. He says that if not for the drasha of le'arav b'machshava yisacheres, one would have said that the drasha of kartzos kosher kachartzos posel simply tells us that you have to have completed the avodas, a kabbalah, haylocha, and a zrika in order to be kaveh b'pigol. As long as the avodas were done, even if they were not done behechsher, it would still be kaveh b'pigol. The lashon of Rashi on Chaf Ches Amud Beis and Dibur Maschol Maratzos Kosher, he says leikari leihatza el bezriko shu seif arba avodas hamatiros af pigol in the kavu at shigizur kadam shehi seif kol matirov. Rashi says the din of karatzos kosher is mechayev, and in order for it to be kaveh b'pigol, has to be that he completed all of the avodas, even the zriko. And according to the way we're explaining now, it does not necessarily have to be that they were done behechsher, even if one of the avodas had another psol involved. That would not be a reason to prevent the pigol from being chal, as long as all of the avodas all the way to the zriko were done. That's already enough for the din of karatzos kosher. For this reason, we need the drasha of leichoshev to tell us le'arav by machshava yisacheres, and the pshat will be according to this. The drasha is not simply telling us specifically about machshava yisacheres, but the drasha is telling us in general it has to be that there are no other psulim involved in the rest of the avodas. Only if the rest of the avodas were done behechsher, that's when it will be kaveh b'pigol. And the pshat would be, this is really a gili on the din of karatzos kosher. It's not a new din that machshava yisacheres zumizu. What it's really telling us is that the din of karatzos kosher kachatzos posel is mechayiv, not only that the avodas until the zrika be done, more that they have to have been done behechsher in a way that would have been matter the basar b'achila. Only then is it kaveh b'pigol at the time you do the zrika. The Tosefta in Perek Beis Karbanis Halacha Gimel talks about a case we had a machshavas pigol in the shechita, and afterwards at the time of the zrika a kohen posel did the zrika. The Tosefta tells us that pigol is nachal. The pashas is because this is not included in kartos kosher kachartos posel. They were explaining now the din of Tosefta is only true after we know the additional drasha of lei choshev that tells us le'ar by machshavas achiris. Only after this additional drasha do we know that the din of kartos kosher is mechayev, that all of the avodas have been completed behechsher, and therefore if a posel does one of the avodas also, that will be included in this din of le'arav by machshava yisacheres. It's lav dafka machshava, it's any other psol that's also mafkia pigol, because of the din kartzos kosher kachartzos posel, has to have been that you completed all of the avodas behechsher. And we discussed earlier in Daf Chav Zayin, the Rashi in a number of places is mevur that the din of machshava yisacheres zumizu, even though it's learned out of the pasuk of le'yichoshev. But still, the truth is, after we have the drush of le'ichoshev, never it's included in the klal of kartzos kosher, since you do not complete all of the avodas without an additional psol. Rashi is mavur like this earlier on in the Masechta, and after Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and Divar Maschol Avchatos, and many other places as well. And in the Sefer Minchas of Rami, he explains that according to this mahalach, that if only for the drush of kartzos kosher, without the drush of le'ichoshev, le'arav by machshav yisacheres, we would have thought that it's enough to complete all of the avodas till the zrika. Even if it's not completed behechsher, that would also be considered karatzos kosher. So now we do understand that after the drasha of le'arav by machshava yisacheres, that's a giloy on the din of karatzos kosher. tells us that all of the avodas have to have been completed behechsher in order to be kaveya bepigol. According to the Brisk HaRav, however, this is how the Brisk HaRav is brought down in the Sefer Minchas Avrom, din of l'yarevoy machshavis acheros, that machshavis moitiyas zumizu, this is a new din, and it does not go into the category of karetzos kosher, meaning even after we have the drasha that one machshava will be mafkir from pigol, it's not the pshat because now there was an avodah which is done bepsol, and we're missing in karetzos kosher. Rather, Batsam there is considered karetzos kosher. Either like the Brisk HaRav says, because another machshava would be machshava in a dover she'ina roi la'avoido, or because machshava's chutzim kamei be'etzem is in the same category of pigol, therefore would not be considered that there's another psul over here in the hakrava, it's all the same psul of pigol, that you have to have a separate din of machshava's metiyas zumizu. That's what tells us that it's not kaveh be'pigol for a different reason, not because of the karetzos kosher, rather because of a new din, that a different machshava paiselas is mafkia from pigol. But again, this would come out not like the Rashi, which we saw in a number of places, which is Mavur, after the drasha of Le'arvay Machshav of Secheres, it does L'maisa fall into the category of Karatzos Kosher, Kachatzos Pasal. Now, continue on to another Nekuda, the Gemara says, Amle Rav Papa L'Ravo, L'didach Shlishi de Parashas Kedeshim Tiyu Mai Darshis Bey. According to Rav, that Darshins both Chutz Tazmani and Chutz Tum Kaimari from the first Pasuk in Parashas Tzav. So what do we learn from the Pasuk in Parshas Kedeshim, which says Shlishi, what is that referring to? And this Rav answered, Homi Bailei, the Mokam Shehei Meshulish, Bedam, Bebasar, Ubeim Murim. As we'll see, there are a number of Mahachim and Yishainim to explain what exactly is this din of Mokam Meshulish. So the Sheet of Rashi is, this Pasuk is coming to teach us a din in Machshavas Chutzim Kaimai. Chutzim Kaimai means, for example, if he has a Machshava to eat the Basar, by Kotchi Kalim outside of Yerushalayim, or by Kotchi Kotchim outside the Azara, if whoever has a machshava to eat it in the Heichol, that's really not considered a machshava paiseles, that's not called chutzim kaimai. As Rashi explains, outside the Azara, or outside Yerushalayim, that's a mokam mishulish, because one can bring a carbon, bisman heter bomois, and then there'll be dam, basar, and emurim. Mashenkin in the Heichol, that's not a mokam where you bring basar or emurim, even though it is a mokam for dam, by chatoyas apnimiyos, yuzerik the dam bifnim. However, inside the heichal, one is never makter imurim, and one never eats the basar of the carbon, and therefore it's not a mokam mishulush, and it's not included in the din of machshavas chutzim kaimai. Now, firstly, we'll mention that this part of Rashi, the way he explains the din of mokam mishulush, it fits well with the other two places that we find the Gemara brings this concept of mokam mishulush. The Gemara brings this on daf lamed vov, and on daf pei beis on med beis. And daf lamed vav amid alef, the Gemara over there is talking about the shita of Yehuda. If Yehuda holds machshavas hinuach, passes the carbon, if during one of the avodas the kohen had a machshava that he's going to leave the dam and not be zerik it, or leave the imurim and not be makter them, that's also a machshava peiseles. The Gemara explains that Yehuda holds any machshava which he had, which if it would have actually been done, it would have passed the carbon. A machshava to do so also passes the carbon. One of the kashas that the Gemara asks on this is, now it's the Mishnah over there is Mavur, that if you had a machshava of Nisonim B'chutz B'fnim, to take dam which was supposed to have been Nizrak on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, he is the machshava that he's going to do this week on the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mishnah says before that this is not a machshava HaPiseles, and the Mashmais of the Mishnah is that Yehuda agrees to this, he does not argue on that case. And the kasha is, L'chari, it's a machshava to do something which would pass all the carbon. And this Gemara answers, Kasover Rabbi Yehuda, Be'inun Mokam Shehei Mishulish, Bedam Bebosar Ubeim Murim. It's exeris a kasuv that this case is excluded, it's not a machshava peiseles, because his machshava is to do something which is lefnim. Lefnim is a makam she'inim mishulish, bedam, basar, ubeim murim. As Rashi over there explains as well, a dafka outside the Azara, where b'shas heter b'mais, it's mutter to have dam, basar, and imurim. That's what is a machshava of chutzim kaimai, but a machshava to be zerik the dam bifnim, which is makam she'inim mishulish, that's not a machshava peiseles. Hagapam, that come over there also fits well with the way Rashi learns. The makam she'inim mishulish is referring to the heichal. It's not a makam of all three, dam, basar, and imurim. Therefore, there is no din of machshava apeiseles if he has machshava to do something in the heichal. And again, the third place is this inyan of makam mishulish is mentioned later on in daf pei beis amud alef, the bottom of the omud. The Gemara there has a tzad to say that we should learn from a kal v'chomer that if a kohen has machshava b'shas one of the avodos, it is going to be machnas the dam b'fnim. The Gemara is talking about type of dam which does not belong bifnim, and if he would have actually brought it bifnim, it would have passed the dam. The Gemara has tried to say that also should be a machshav ha'peiseles. And the Gemara answers with this same drasha that from the word Yehem HaShlishi we learn has to be Mokam Meshulash B'dam Basar Nimurim. According to Rashi, this fits well. Again, the Gemara there also is talking about a Machshava to bring the dam into the Heichel. The Heichel is not a Mokam Meshulash, and therefore it's not a Machshava HaPoiseles. Tosfos over here has a number of kashas on the Shita of Rashi. Firstly, in that which Rashi says that the Heichel is not a Mokam for Achilas Basar, Tosfos asked from Gemara later on in the Masechta on Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says, "Im hikifu ifti kechav mesazora, kohanim nechnosim beheichel v'oichlim sham kodshei kodshim." If the kohanim are not able to eat in the azora because the goyim are surrounding them, as Rashi explains over there, it says man mechomo, and the goyim are shooting arrows into the azora. The kohanim are not able to remain in the azora, therefore they are allowed to go inside into the heichel, and they're also allowed to eat basar kodshei kodshim when they're there. The Gemara dashes this from a pasuk, but hakapam, this is the kash that Tosfos asks on Rashi. How can Rashi say that inside the Heichel is not a mokum for Achilas Basar? A second kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi is, from the Hemshech of the Gemara over here, the Gemara asks, why do you have to learn this out of the word Shlishi, which is in the second Pasuk, in Parshas Kedoshim, typically Mikro Kamo, in Meyochel Yeyochel, Midaafke Rachmane Beloshen Shlishi. The Pasuk in Parshas Tav also says Shlishi, and therefore we should learn from there that the Machshava of Chutz Tzimkoimi is Dafka B'mokum Shlishi. And Tosfos asks on Rashi, according to Rashi, that the whole dinner shlishi is only negeya by machshavas chutz mkoymoy, and not machshavas chutz zmanoy. So we saw already the way Rava learns the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, the word shlishi is not referring to chutz mkoymoy; it's referring to chutz zmanoy. If so, how could the Gemara suggest that from the word shlishi we should already be able to learn the din of mokum meshulosh? If the word shlishi in that pasuk in Parshas Tzav is b'chal not referring to machshavas chutz mkoymoy; it's referring to machshavas chutz zmanoy. This is the second kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. And again, the terrace of the Gemara, where the Gemara answers, Ime hasam hava amina shlishi prat, pigol klal v'nasa klal moisif ala prat. Again, Tosfos asks, how can we explain these psukim that they come to tell us that klal moisif ala prat v'yisrabu shar mekoymois, which according to Rashi would mean that we would be marber from the klal, that this machshavas chusim coming even in a makam which is not makam meshulosh. How can we say this, that the word shlishi is a prat, it's coming to tell us dafka makam meshulosh, this machshavas chusim coming. Again, according to Rava, Rava said clearly that the word shlishi is not referring to machshavas chutz mkoymoy, it's referring to machshavas chutz zmanoy. These are the kashas that Tosfos asks on the sheet of Rashi, and because of these kashas, Tosfos brings other pshatim, other mahalchim, what does it mean, mokoym mishulash? However, first we'll try to answer sheetas Rashi. So as far as the first kasha that Tosfos asks from the Gemara Leiron Daf Samach Gimel, so Betzim, this is really a side kasha on Rashi, not necessarily kasha on Rashi's etzim pshat on the sugyo. Because even if there would be Achilas Kodshim, the truth is it would still not be difficult from that which the Gemara says that the Heichel is not a Mokam Meshulash. You could say that it's still not a Mokam Meshulash because it does not have all three. It doesn't have Dam Basar and Imurim. It's missing only a Murim. Now Rashi said that it also does not have Achilas Basar. So we have to understand how to answer the Kasha of Tosfos and Rashi, but that's not Negev the Ikar Pshat of Rashi. The Ikar Pshat that Mokam Meshulash is coming to exclude the Heichel, that could have been true even if there was Achilas Basar in the Heichel. Rakupam, the Maaseh Rashi does say that there is no Achilas Basar in the Heichel, has a fit with the Gemara later on in Daf Samach Gimel. So the truth is, it really is another kasha on the sheet of Rashi over here. From the Gemara earlier on in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Mizbech Pnimi Mekadosh Psulim, and the Gemara explains that Mizbech Pnimi is Mekadosh even more than Mizbech Achitzoin. Mizbech Pnimi is Mekadosh even Dover She'in Eroi, like a Koimitz, which does not belong B'chlal on the Mizbech Pnim. Still, then is that if it's Olu, once it goes on top of the Mizbeach, then we're makter it. So, Kaputi, the Gemara of there is Mevur, that there is such a concept of Haktara, even in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Chayr, the same would also apply by Imurim, Imurim which are Olu B'Reish HaMizbeach, of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also L'Chayra, that then should be Im Olu Lo Yerdu. There is perhaps Makam to be Mechag between the Kaimitz and Haktara's Imurim, but that would be a Chiddush, the Pashas would be, once the Gemara says that there is a din of Im Olu Lo Yerdu on a Kaimitz, the same would also be true by Imurim. If so, what is the pshat over here? That which Rashi says that the Heichel is not a mokum of Meshulish because it's not a mokum of Haktaras Imurim. The Chayyot is Shaykh Haktaras Imurim even in the Heichel on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Aydei the din of Kitri Mizbeach im Olu La Yerdu. However, the Chayyot, the terrace to this Kasha is, Enecham, it is possible that we may find a case where it's Shaykh to be Makter Imurim even in the Heichel. However, that would not be enough to make the Heichel into a mokum of Meshulish. Mokum Meshulish means it's a mokum which is designated for Dam, Basar, and Imurim, meaning they belong there, L'chatchila, this is their Mokoyim. Dam is supposed to be there to be Nizak on the Mizbeach, and Basar is supposed to be there to be Nechal, and Imurim are supposed to be hooked there over there. And since the Chatchila, we are not makter imurim in the Heichal on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, even if b'diavad the dinners in Olu lo yerdu, that would still not make it into a makam of imurim. The Heichal is not a makam where imurim really belong, and therefore it would not be a makam of Mishulish. If we take a look at the Lashon of Rashi later on in Daf Pei Beis, which as we mentioned before, makam Mishulish is mentioned there as well, he says, Nechus la'azara b'shaseter b'mois mitzuyin shloshtan boi, Dam, Basar, and Imurim are found there, therefore it's considered a makam Mishulish, a place where Dam, Basar, and Imurim belong. Mashenkein b'fnim, Rashi says, lav makam Basar ve'imurim hu. It's not a makam where Basar and Imurim really belong, therefore even if we'll find the case that Imurim could be hooked on the Mizbeach, would not be enough to make it into a makam Mishulish. And Chai, with the same you say, we could also answer the kasher that Tosfos asked on Rashi, if now the Gemara's mavur that b'shas mochama kohanim could eat basar in the heichal, that would still not be enough to say that the basar really belongs in the heichal. It's not the makam of basar, and therefore heichal would still not be considered a makam mishulish. That's as far as the first kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. As far as the second kasha, which Tosfos asks, the Gemara's taught to say that from the word shlishi in the first pasuk of Parshas Tav, we should be able to learn this din of makam mishulish, and the kasha was, the way Rashi learns makam mishulish is only negeh by machshavas chutzim kaimoy, not by machshavas chutzim manoy, and shlishi in the first pasuk is not referring to chutzim kaimoy, it's referring to chutzim manoy. So in the Sefer Chag Noson he says that if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi himself really was bothered by this kasha. Rashi in Divrei Maschil typically he says mid afker achwana b'loshon shlishi lechutzim manoy uksiv b'ahu kro chutzim kaimoy. Rashi adds that in that pasuk it also is mentioned chutzim kaimoy, and the chayu Rashi means to say is, even though the word shlishi itself actually is referring to chutzim manoy, we should be able to make this drasha that since chutzim kaimoy is also mentioned in that pasuk, the word shlishi will also be megal to us that in order to have a machshava of chutzim kaimoy, it has to be a machshava for outside the azara or outside of Yerushalayim, not inside the heichal. That's not a makom mishulish. Now Tosfos himself brings a few mahalchim different than Rashi. What does it mean makom mishulish? It seems that Beikar Tosfos is coming to say that this din of makom mishulish is negated not only by a machshava of chutzim kaimoy, it's also negated by machshava of chutzim manoy. And Tosfos brings b'shem the yesh mefarshim. This is the first of the yesh mefarshim Tosfos brings. The din of makom mishulish is that a machshava does not passel only by an avodah which he's doing on mizbeach hachitzain, not if he's doing an avodah on mizbeach hapnimi. Tosfos understands that mizbeach hachitzain is considered a makom mishulish, as Tosfos says mizbeach hachitzain shloshtan ksherin boy. Tosfos does not explain what exactly does he mean that it's also a mokum for basar. We understand that the Mizbeach HaChitzin is a mokum for dam and imurim. What does it mean that it's a mokum for basar? Perhaps what Tosfos means to say is that by an oila where you're makter the basar, that's also done on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Therefore, the Mizbeach HaChitzin is a mokum for dam, basar, and imurim. But Hakoparim Tosfos says the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not a mokum mishulish. Therefore, when the kohen is doing avoda on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, for example, if he's being zarek the dam machatos on mizbeach hapnimi, a machshava at that moment is not considered a machshava hapeiseles. According to this, it would include both the machshava of chutzim zmani and chutzim kaimoy. As Tosfos wants to learn the sugyo, Tosfos understands the makom mishulish is negeh by chutzim zmani as well. According to Tosfos, it's negeh if he's being zarek the dam machatos on mizbeach hapnimi. At that moment, if he has a machshava of chutzim zmani or chutzim kaimoy, it's not a machshava hapeiseles. As we'll see, Tosfos asks kashas on this pshat, and l'maisa Tosfos is chayzer from this mahalach. However, l'chayr, we should point out that at this point, before Tosfos asked his kashas, Tosfos' understanding that the din of makom mishulish is that he has to be doing an avoda on mizbeach hachitzin and not on mizbeach hapnimi. There's a kash on this from the gemaras which we mentioned previously, the gemara daf lamed vav and the gemara daf pei beis. In both of these places, the gemara brings the concept of makom mishulish. And the Gemara of these places is not talking about doing an avodah on Mizbeach HaPnimi. It was talking about being mechashiv to do an avodah lifnim. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav, Nitzan HaMechutz Shinosnim Bifnim, he had a machshava to put the dam, which was supposed to go on Mizbeach HaChitzain, to put it onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Gemara in Daf Pei Beis, where he had a machshava during one of the avodahs to bring the dam into the Heichal, which will pass to the dam. In both these places, the Gemara says this is not a machshava peiseles because of the din of Mokim and Mishulish. How does that fit with this pshat of Tosfos, the first Yesh Mefarshim? It's muchach, you have to say that Tosfos in this pshat does not mean to say that the whole din of makom mishulish is dafka in a case where he's doing an avodah on Mizbeach HaPnimi, rather also in a case where he has a machshava to do something lifnim, that also would be included in the din of makom mishulish. In other words, makom mishulish would include both cases, either if he's actually doing an avodah on Mizbeach HaPnimi, or if he's mechashev to do an avodah b'fnim, both of these cases would be included in the din of Mokum Misholesh. And the truth is, this is a similar concept to that which we saw earlier on Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara brought a drasha from a pasuk, which tells us that if one does a zrika shloi b'mkoymai on the wrong part of the mizbeach, even if you hold shloi b'mkoymai k'mekoymai dami and it's mechaper, but since it's not matter the baser b'achilo, a machshava doing such an avodah is not a machshava spiegel. And from there, the Gemara understood as a dover pasuk that the same would also be true, that if during one of the other avodas he had a machshava to do a zrika shloi b'mkoymai, then it would also be that it's not a machshava spiegel. Obviously, the Gemara understands that one could be learned from the other. The same way a machshava during a zrika shloi b'mkoymai is not ma'isig l'day pigol, so too a machshava to do a zrika shloi b'mkoymai is also not ma'isig l'day pigol. According to this first pshat that Tosfos brings, b'shem the Yesh Mefarshim, Agmar would be saying the same thing as far as Mokum Mishulish. The din of Mokum Mishulish is that if he's doing an avodah b'fnim, since it's not a Mokum Mishulish, such an avodah, if it has a machshava, it's not a machshava spiegel, so too a machshava to do an avodah, which is shloi b'mokum Mishulish, would also not be a machshava spiegel. Akoparim L'maisa, as we said, Tosfos is chazer from this pshat. He brings a number of rayas that the din is that even a machshava b'shas avodah b'fnim, when he's zorek the dam on the mizbeach ha'pnimi, also there is machshava spiegel. L'maisa, Tosfos brings that it's actually a machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The sheet of Rav Shimon over there is kol she'ini al mizbeach ha'chitzen kishlomim ein chayovin olav mishum pigol. There is no machshava spiegel b'chlal by a type of carbon where the dam is nizrak b'fnim. But Akoparim, most shittas hold not like that. Most Tanaim hold that even when he's doing matanis of the dam b'fnim in the heichol, still there is machshava spiegel. Tosfos then goes on, he brings another yesh mefarshim. The mokum mishulish means, in order for it to be machshava spiegel, the kohen has to be standing at the time he's doing the avodah in a mokum mishulish, which excludes if he's standing outside the azara. For example, if he's doing shechita with a long knife, and he's standing outside the azara, and he's doing shechita in the azara, the machshava does not passel because he's not in a mokum mishulish. According to this pshat, outside the azara is not considered a mokum mishulish. It's not a place where all three, dam, basar, and imurim, could be there, because if you bring dam or imurim outside the azara, they become posel. Hashenken in the azara, that's a mokum mishulish, all three could be there. In order for it to be a machshava spiegel, it has to be that the mechashev is standing in a mokum mishulish. According to this pshat, Tosfos says, inside the heichal is considered a mokum mishulish. There can be dam, basar, and imurim which are brought there and do not become posel, even though some types of dam do become posel if you bring it inside the heichal. But dam of chatois apnimis do not become posel, so there theoretically could be dam, basar, and imurim which are there and are not posel. Therefore, it is considered a makom mishulish, and if he has a machshava while he's standing inside the heichal, there will be a machshava peiselas that is called that he's mechashiv while he's in a makom mishulish. Now, again, according to this pshat, what Tosfos is trying to accomplish is that the din of Mokum Mishulish will be negia both by a machshava of chutz l'mkoymi and by a machshava of chutz l'zmanoy. According to this pshat, also would work if the kohen is not in a Mokum Mishulish, it's not a machshava peiseles, whether it's machshava of chutz l'mkoymi or a machshava of chutz l'zmanoy. Now, Moses Tosfos is chazer from this pshat as well. He brings the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, as we said, is mevur. He has a machshava of nisanim b'chutz shenosnim b'finim. He has a machshava to put the dam b'finim instead of b'chutz. That also is not a machshava peiseles, the Gemara says, because he's mechashiv to do something which is in a makam that's not mishulish. From that Gemara, it's muchach that bifnim in the heichal is not considered a makam mishulish. So this is Tosfos' brain, not like this second yesh mefarshim. Tosfos then goes on and brings another mahalach b'shem Rav Rabbeinu Yontif. Rabbeinu Yontif's pshat l'chor is similar to Rashi. We talk about a machshava of chutz l'mkoymai, and we're learning which makam exactly is considered chutz l'mkoymai. And Rabbeinu Yontif explains that it depends if it's kochi kochim or kochi kalim. Kochi kochim, where the basar can only be eaten inside the azara, so machshava, whether it's to eat the basar, or to be makter the imurim, or to be zerik the dam, if he's mechashiv to do outside the azara, even if it's within the walls of Yerushalayim, it is a machshava of chutzim koimay, because it's a mokum mishulish. According to Rabbeinu Yontif, mokum mishulish means a place where all three are not allowed to be there, which by kochi kochim is outside the azara, it's a mokum mishulish, dam, basar, and imurim are all nifsal there. Therefore, it is considered a machshava of chutz l'mkoymai when he's mechashev to do something outside the azara. Hashenkin by kochi kalim, which they could be nechel anywhere in Yerushalayim, in order for there to be a machshava of chutz l'mkoymai, it has to be he's mechashev, again, either to be zerek the dam, or eat the basar, or be makter the imurim, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, only outside of there is considered a mokum mishulish, a place that all three of them cannot be dam, basar, and imurim. Outside Yerushalayim, even the basar is nifsal by kochi kalim. Therefore, that's what's necessary in order for it to be a machshava of chutz l'mkoymai. Now Tosis does not mention this point, however it's muchach that according to Rabbeinu Yontif we're also coming lafukai inside the Heichal, as we saw in the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav and Pei Beis, machshav to be zerik the dam inside the Heichal, when it's supposed to have been done b'chutz, is also excluded because it's not a mokum b'sholish. The pshat is because there as well, inside the Heichal is not a mokum where all three, dam, basar, any room, would become pasul with the psul of Yaitzeh. Even though dam does become pasul when you bring it inside, unless it's chatoyis apnimiyais, but basar and nimum do not become pasul, therefore inside the Heichal also is not considered a mokum b'sholish. It's not a mokum where all three would become pasul, therefore would not be included in machshava of chutz l'mkaymai. Now after Tosis brings the Rav Rabbeinu Yontif, he brings another pshat. The last pshat of Tosis is also b'shem Yish Mefarshim, and that Yish Mefarshim is similar to Rabbeinu Yontif's pshat. However, the Yish Mefarshim learned that the din of Mokum Mesholosh is negeh to chutz l'zmani, not to chutz l'mkaymai, and it's a similar din. And as in order for it to be a machshava of chutz l'zmani, for example, if he has a machshava to be zerik the dam chutz l'zmani, there also would depend if the carbon is a kotchei kotchem or kotchei kalim. Kotchei kotchem, or l'mochar, everything is already possible. It's no longer zman of achilas basar, so you cannot be zerik the dam, be makter they more already to basar l'mochar. So machshava for l'mochar would be a machshava of chutz l'zmani because it's mesholosh in zman, all three already possible. Therefore, the carbon would be pigal. Ashengin, if it's a carbon of kotchei kalim, where the basar only becomes possible after the second day, therefore, if he has machshava to be zerik the dam l'mochar, since the machar is not a zman which is mesholosh, it's still kosher for achilas basar. Therefore, it would not be considered machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. According to this, it would also come out, Tosfos says, that even by a carbon of kotchei kotchim, if he has a machshava to be zerik the dam b'layla, even though layla is not a zman zriko, it's already after the zman, it would not be a machshava of pigol. Since layla is not a zman mesholosh, even by kotchei kotchim, layla is not a time where all three become pasul. Laila, the carbon is still roi for aktara, and the buster is still roi for achilo. In order for it to be a machshava v'chutz l'zmani by kotchei kotchim, it has to be that he's mechashev to be zorik the dam l'mochar. The next morning already is considered a zman mesholosh because it's possible for all three. It's not a zman of zrikas damim, and the buster also is possible for achilo, and he can no longer be maktav deimurim. Only l'mochar will be a machshava v'chutz l'zmani by kotchei kotchim. Elamais, in the end, the last line of Tosis, he says, this last shot of the Yesh Mefarshim is definitely difficult because there are Gemaras which are Mefurish that the concept of Mesholosh is by Mokim. We find Mokim Mesholosh. According to this last shot of the Yesh Mefarshim, it's only Negea by Zman. And to go back to the shot of Rabbeinu Yontif, which Tosis brought, the Mashmais of Tosis is that this is the shot which he goes with Lamaisa. And the problem, Lachar, is that the shot of Rabbeinu Yontif learns that the whole din of Mesholosh is Dafka by Mokim. And Tosis previously asked on Rashi, the sugya over here is mashma that the din of Mesholosh is negeh also by chutz l'zmanoi. Now we should want to ask that we should learn out of the first pasuk of the pasuk in Parshas Tav, which says shlishi. We should learn from there the din of Mesholosh. And that pasuk is talking about chutz l'zmanoi. That was Tosis is right that the concept of Mesholosh is not bedafka by mokim. It's something which is negeh by zman as well. If so, l'chor, these kashas are difficult on the pshat of Rabbeinu Yontif as well. So in the Sefer Eilat Shleim over here on Tosis, he explains. The pshat of Rabbeinu Yontif is that any time the din of Mokim Mesholosh is specifically by Mokim, the Machshav has to be on a Mokim where all three, Dam, Basar, and Imurim would be possible. And again, that's dependent on whether it's Kotchei Kotchim or Kotchei Kalim. Prakoparim, he explains that in the Kasha of the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, typically Mikro Kamo, why do you have to learn from the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim? You can learn from the first Pasuk, the one in Pashas Tav. There also it says Shlishi. He explains that in the Havmin of the Gemara, at that point, any chanami, the din shlishi would be true both by Chutz Kami and Chutz Zmanai. Since the Pasuk of Parshas Tav is talking about both, and the word shlishi is actually really referring to Chutz Zmanai, if he would have learned it from that Pasuk, it would have been true by both Chutz Zmanai and Chutz Kami. And that the Gemara answers that from the Pasuk in Parshas Tav, we would say that it's a klal moisif al prat, and there will be no din of Mesholosh, therefore you need the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. And the Maisa, what it comes out is that the Pasuk in Parshas Tav tells us that as far as the Zman, there is no din of Mesholosh. And that we say that klal moisif al prat. And therefore, machshava lizrik dam l'mochar would be a machshava spigol even by a shlomim, where the basar can still be nechal l'mochar. However, as far as chutzim kaimai, that we learn from the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, that there is a din of Mesholosh. As far as the mokum, it has to be machshava is on a mokum which is possible for all three. And therefore, the gabi kotchei kotchim would have to be chutz miru azara, and the gabi kotchei kalim chutz miru shalayim. This is how Eilat Shleim explains the shita of a Rav Rabbeinu Yontif. Now, if one takes a look in the pirush of the Rashmi Shantz on the Teres Kainim, on this pasuk of Pigal in Parshas Tav, He explains the mice of the din of Makam and Meshulash this way, that it's going both on Chutz's money and Chutz's Mkaimoy. In order for it to be the Machshav Espigal of Chutz's money, it has to be these Mechashiv on his man, which all three of them would be Nifsal. And the same as far as Machshav of Chutz's Mkaimoy also, it has to be that he's Mechashiv on the Makam, which all three would be Nifsal. Again, it would be dependent if it's Kachri Kachim or Kachri Kalim. So this is how he learns the mice of the din of Makam Meshulash, that is referring to both Chutz's money and Chutz's Mkaimoy. Now, to summarize, we have a number of Mahalchim to explain the din of Makam Meshulash. The sheet of Rashi we saw is that it's referring to Dafka Chutzim Kaimoy, what's considered a Makam, where there's Machshav of Chutzim Kaimoy to pass all the carbon, Dafka Makam, which is ready for all three, which is Chutz Lazara, Bizman Heter Bamais, it's ready for Dam, Basar, and Emurim, and it's Baker Kam Lafuka the Heichal, which is a Makam which is only ready for Dam, not for Basar and Emurim. The first Yesh profession of Taisus understands that we're coming Lafuka the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Only the Mizbeach HaChitzin is a Makam Mishulash, it's ready for Dam, Basar, and Emurim. Mashenkin the Mizbeach HaPnimi is only ready for Dam, not for Basar, and Emurim. And therefore, if one is Machashiv while he's doing an Avodah on Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's not a Machshav Espigal. We explain that surely this Yesh profession would also be Maskim that if he's doing an Avodah on Mizbeach HaChitzin, but he's Machashiv on doing something Bifnim, there also that would be included in this Klal. It would not be a Machshav HaPeiseles, as is Mefurish in the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav and Pei Beis. And we explain this, the answer to this question, based on that which we see in the Avchav Zayin Amud Aleph, L'inyin Machshav HaShalei B'mkaimai. This is the Chari you have to explain according to this Yesh Mefarshim of Taisus. And this Prat Taisus rejects, he brings Reyes, that there is Machshav HaSpigal even by Avodas which are done in the Heichal. The second Yesh Mefarshim which Taisus brings, is a Makam Meshosh is Mechayev that he stands inside a place which is Rai from Dan Basar and Imurim, Lafuka if he's standing outside Lazar and he shachs with a second Aruka. Now, I'll just add that according to this second Yesh Mefarshim, the Gemara is calling outside Lazar a Makam which is not Meshulash. This is the opposite of Rashi. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says Makam Meshulash, we're referring to outside Lazar, the Gemara is calling it a Makam Meshulash. And the problem which Taisus has in this Yesh Mefarshim is that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav is Mavur that inside the Heichal also is not considered a Makam Meshulash. And if so, Taisus asks, how could it be that when he's standing inside the Heichal, when he's doing an Avodah on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, a Machshava Spiegel is a Machshava, the Chari is not standing in a Makam Meshulash. Now the third Pshat which Taisus brings is the Pshat of a Rav Rabbeinu Yontif. The Makam Meshulash is referring to a Machshava of Chutzim Kaimoy. He has to have been Mechashev on a Makam which all three would be Nifsal, Dam, Basar, and Imurim. Therefore, by Kachri Kalim, he has to be Mechashev outside Yerushalayim, and by Kachri Kachim outside the Azara. The last Yesh Mefarshim which Taisus brings is similar to the Pshat of Rabbeinu Yontif. However, we're not referring to a Machshava of Chutzim Kaimoy, we're talking about Chutz Zmanoy. And there the din is that he has to be Mechashev on his man, which all three would be Nifsal. And finally, we said the Rashbi Shantz in the Teres Kainim, he learns that the din of Makam Meshulash includes both, like the Pshat of a Rav Rabbeinu Yontif and the last Yesh Mefarshim of Taisvis. Now, I mentioned an interesting kasha on the Sugyo, which was brought in the Minchas Avrom, B'Shem the Briskerov. That is, he asks, and now Shtigmovir has a Havamino, this is according to Shitas Rashi in the Sugyo, there's a Havamino that if you could have a Machshava to eat the Basar inside the Heichol, it should be a Machshava of Chutzim Kaimoy. The Briskerov says, L'chare, one would have thought that in order for a Makam to be considered Chutzim Kaimoy, it would have to be a Makam that if the Basar was brought there, the Basar would become possible with a Psul of Yoytze. You know the din is that if one brings Basar outside of Yerushalayim, even if you could bring it back afterwards, the Basar is ready Nifsal, or if it's a carbon which is Kachay Kachim, and he brings the Basar outside the Azara, the Basar is Nifsal B'yaitse, and one would have assumed that in order for a Makam to be considered a Chutzim Kaimoy, that a Machshava to eat the Basar in that Makam should pass all the carbon, it would only be in a Makam where if the Basar was brought there, the Basar would become Pasal with a Psal of Yaitse. In other words, only if he had a Machshava to eat Kachay Kachim outside the Azara, or Kachri Kalim outside Yerushalayim, since if you bring the Basar there, it would become possible B'yotze, that's categorized as Chutzim Kaimoy, and a Machshava to eat it there would be a Machshava HaPeiseles. However, as far as the Heichal, even if the din was the Basar cannot be eaten in the Heichal under any circumstances, still we know the din is that if one brings Basar into the Heichal, it does not become possible with a Psal of Yotze, whether it's Kachri Kachim or Kachri Kalim, Psal of Yotze is only outside Yerushalayim by Kachri Kalim or outside the Azara by Kachri Kachim. Therefore, what would be the Havmina to say that a Machshava to eat the Basar into the Heichal should be a Machshava of Chutzim Kaimoy? That's not a Makam where the Basar would be Nifsal. And similarly, the Briskerov says, as far as Chutz Tzmani, also, the Gemara Daf Nun Vav and Rebbeis is Mashma, in order for a Machshava to be considered a Machshava of Chutz Tzmani, it has to be that he's Mechashiv on his man, where the Basar would be Nifsal with the Psal of Noiser. The Gemara of there in Daf Nun Vav is discussing If a person has machshava to eat from the basar of shlomim b'leil shlishi, then it's that a shlom is only nechal yoim laila v'yoim. At the end of the second day, the carbon can no longer be eaten, but the din sreifa only begins the next morning. It's a machoikis if one has machshava to eat the basar b'leil shlishi, is that a machshava of chutz zmanoy? And the sugya of yours mevur that be'etzim everyone would hold that the din of machshava of chutz zmanoy should be tali on when it's chal d'shem noiser on the basar. And machoikis over there be'etzim is when is the chal d'shem noiser? And this grav assumes the same way as far as machshava of chutz zmanoy. In order to be considered chutz zman, it has to be a zman where the basar would be nifsal with the psal of noiser. The same would also be true as far as machshava of chutz kaimay. It would only be considered chutzim kami if it's a makam where the basar would be nifsal with the psul of yoytze. And the Minchas Avraham adds a nafkamina in this shiloh, whether the din of machshav of chutzim kami is dependent on the psul of yoytze. He says, what is the din in shiloy, where we know the din is that basar kotche kalan could be nechel b'chol haroye? Shiloy did not have walls, and therefore there were no walls which we could say that that's the makam achila of kotche kalim, like there were the walls of Yerushalayim. The din by shiloy is that you could be nechel b'chol haroye. Anywhere you could see the Mishkan Shiloh, that's considered a Mokkaim which is Roy for Achila for Basar Kotche Kalim. And the Minchas Avraham quotes that the Brisk Rav says, this is in the Brisk Rav Al Torah in Parashas Re'eyah, leave no Mokkaim, the Mokkaim of Achila of Kotche Kalim and Shiloh was B'chol HaRoyah, but if one would bring the Basar outside that Mokkaim, he would bring it to a place where the Mishkan can no longer be seen from there, still then is that Basar is not Nifsal B'yotzeh. This is the Chiddush of the Brisk Rav over there. And even though we say that Bechol Haroya by Shiloy was equivalent to the Chaimus Yerushalayim Bizman Beis HaMikdash, and it was equivalent to the Machne Yisrael Bizman HaMishkan. However, that's only as far as where's the Mokim of Achila, since the Pasuk says that the Achila has to be Lifnei Hashem, so Bechol Haroya is considered Lifnei Hashem, just as the Chaimus Yerushalayim or the Machne Yisrael. However, the Brisk Rav says, as far as bringing it beyond that Mokim, since it was not a Machitza, it does not have a din of Basar HaYotze, to become possible that if one would bring it back afterwards, it would remain possible. That then does not apply by Shiloh. That's only in Yerushalayim where there was a Chayma Sa'ir. There, if you bring it outside the Chayma, it becomes possible by Yotze. Or in Klai Yisrael, or in the Midbar, if you bring it outside the Machne Yisrael, it will become possible by Yotze. But bringing the Basar beyond the Makim Re'iyah of Mishkan Shiloh, that will not passel the Basar with the Psal of Yotze. And if so, the Minchas Avraham says, what will be the din if one would have a Machshava to eat the Basar outside Chol HaRoyah? Would that pasul, would that be considered a machshava of chutzim kaimai? And he says it will be telling these two tzadim, if then chutzim kaimai has to be dafka mokaim, which the basar will become pasul b'yotze, then having a machshava to eat the basar outside kol haroya, that will still not be a machshava of chutzim kaimai during Mishkan Shiloh. But again, al-kopam, the sugya seems to be mashma, that the din of machshava of chutzim kaimai is not dependent on a psul yotze. According to the way Rashi learns, the Gemara had a half minute to say, that a machshava to eat the basar inside the heichal would be a machshava of chutzim kaimai. The only reason it's not is because it's not considered a mokum mishulish. That would be mashma, that machshava's chutzim kaimai is not dependent on the psal yoytze. Now the Minchas Avraham over there quotes the Chazanish in Paro Simen Ches Sifkot and Chof. Over there the Chazanish is talking about whether there's a concept of a machshava peiseles by the avoidus of a para aduma. And Teich Dvorv over there, the Chazanish says that if, for example, while he did the shechita, he had a machshava to be mazid adam chutzim kaimai, chutzim kaimai by paraduma would mean, instead of being mazid while he's standing opposite the Pesach HaYomayid, that's the place where he's supposed to be standing, he's supposed to be mazid towards the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash. And if he has a machshava while he's doing the shechita, that he's going to do the hazoyis hadam in a different place, the Chazanish says that would not be a machshava peiseles. And he explains, because the concept of machshava chutzim kaimai is dafka in a makom where something would become possible. For example, by regular carbon, a machshava to be makter the imurim, or to eat the basar out of the mokaim, the Chazanish says out of the mokaim means a place where the imurim or the basar would be nifsal b'yotze, that's what's called chutzim kaimai. Mashenkin, in this case, if he has a kavana to do the hazoyi sadam in a place where it's not opposite Pesach HaYomayid, the dam is not nifsal, it's not called chutzim kaimai. It's just that if he does the hazo over there, he's not being mekayim this din of being mazah opposite the Pesach HaYomayid, and therefore would not be called chutzim kaimai le'inin a machshava peiseles. And the Chazanish says clearly over there, the makar to say this, that machshava's chutzim kaimai is dafka in a mokaim where there will be a psal yotze, is from Ersig over here, from the din of mokaim mishulish. If one were to have a machshava to be makter the imurim off of the mizbeach, rather somewhere else inside the azara, it's not a machshava peiseles. The Chazanish explains because the din mokaim mishulish tells us this gedder that it's only called chutzim kaimai if it's in a mokaim where it becomes possible be yotze. HaKapam, we see from this Chaznish that this is how he's learning the din of Makom Meshulash. The din of Makom Meshulash Gufa is what tells us that the din of Machshava Chutzim Koymoy is dependent on Upsol Yoytze. HaKapam, this would be a teretz to the kasha that we asked. According to the Chaznish, there is the Maisa din that Chutzim Koymoy has to be a Makom of Psol Yoytze, but that Gufa is learned from this din of Makom Meshulash. In the Havmir of the Gemara, before we knew the din of Makom Meshulash, it would be sad to say that a Machshava to eat the Basar inside the Heichal, or to be makdil the mirum inside the heichal, that could have been a machshava of chutzim kaimay. And the Joshua of Meshulash tells us that it's not chutzim kaimay, and the gather is because it's a makom where it would not be nifsal b'yaitze. L'chir, this chaznish would fit well with the mahalach of a rav Rabbeinu Yontif, which Tosfos brings, that the din makom Meshulash tells us it has to be a makom where all three would be nifsal b'yaitze, dam, basar, and imurim, which as we explained, this tells us in both directions, machshava to be zirik the dam, or be makdil the imurim outside of the azara, by Kotchi Khan would still not be a Machshava of Chutzim Koymoy, because within the walls of Yerushalayim, it's still not a Makom where the Basar would be Nifsal. In the other direction as well, if he has Machshava to eat the Basar inside the Heichal, or to be Makdil the Imurim inside the Heichal, also would not be a Machshava of Chutzim Koymoy, since inside the Heichal is not a Makom where these would become possible with the Psal of Yaitze. In other words, according to Rav Rabbeinu Yontif, this is goof of the Geder of the Xeris Akosov, the Din Makom Meshulash Be'etzim is telling us two things. First, he's telling us that Chutzim Koymoy is only in a Makom where there will be a Psal Yaitze. And it's adding even further, even if what you intended to do would become possible by Yaitze, for example, if you intended to be Zerik the Dam outside the Azara, inside the walls of Yerushalayim, so the Dam itself which you were intending to be Zerik would become possible, or for example, if you had Kavanah to be Makter the Imurim outside the Azara, so even though the Dam which you were intending to be Zerik, or the Imurim which you were intended to be Makter, would become possible when you take it outside the Azara, then Makom Meshulash tells us that it's still not enough. Has to be a makom where all three, Dam, Basar, and Imurim, would all become possible by Yaitze, and therefore by Kotchi Kalam, only outside Yerushalayim is considered Chutzim Koymoy. Now continue on, and we'll discuss for a few minutes the memory which the Gemara brings in Amud Beis, Rav Mari b'Shem Rav Yanei, Minayin l'machashe b'kotchim shu'loike, tamulemer lo yichoshev. He says that you learn from the pasuk of lo yichoshev in Isra, Alav, as Rashi explains, lo yichoshev could be read lo yichashev. The Torah is saying aloud that the Kohen should not have a Machshava Peiselis, and if he does, he gets Malkus. Now the Gemara continues, that the Gemara says, this is really telling the Machlokes Tanoim, whether one gets Malkus on a lav she'im by Ma'isa. The Alch of Yanei said, that you will get Malkus over here for Lo Yichoshev, that only fits with the Shid of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav she'im by Ma'isa, Loikin Olav. Now there are a few points which the Achayim discussed, negated to this Gemara. Firstly, there's a need in the Rishonim, which Tosfos mentions on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the end of Dibur Maskol Kol Hazvachim, a suffix whether the din of Machshava Peiseles by Kodshim, whether it's Machshava Shelei Lishma or Machshava Spigol, is that with Machshava alone or is it Dafka B'Dibur? And the Achrenim ask, L'chair from this Gemara, which says that the Chi of Malkus for the Lav of Lo Yechoshev is only if you hold like Rav Yehuda, the Lav She'im HaMaisa Loikin Alav, and they ask that if Machshava Shelei Lishma or Machshava Spigol is really only with the Dibur, then the Chayot should not be dafka according to Yehuda. Everyone should be masking that there's a Chiyuv of Malkus. It should not be dependent on the Machlokes of Lav She'im HaMaisa Loikin Alav or Ein Loikin Alav. Just as the Gemara says L'inyan Tmura, the Gemara Tmura Daf Gimel Amud Beis says that Tmura is considered Lav She'yesh B'Maisa Mishom De B'Dibura Yosa Maisa. Aideh is Dibur, when he says that one carbon should be Tmura for another carbon, something is Chal Aideh that Dibur, the second animal becomes a carbon. Anytime by day his dibur something is chal, that's considered lav sheyesh b'meisa, and he does get malchus. If so, here as well, a machshava peiselis by kodshim, if it would require dafka a dibur, and that dibur would be accomplishing something, it would be chal psal on the carbon, either by shalei lishma or by machshava peiselis of chutz zmani chutzim kaimoy. If so, even if you would not hold a Rabbi Yehuda, rather you would hold lav sheyesh b'meisa ein lik in a love, still here the din should be that you're chayiv malchus. From here, L'chair is a right that the machshavis which pass a carbon are machshav alone, even without any dibur. This is the right which a number of achayim and arsugya bring, the cheshik shleima, the svasemes, the chayik noson, and the truth is, the shita mekabetzes in Bab Metzia daf mem gimel omed beiz, he quotes b'shem the tesis mishant that already brings this raya. So this is already a raya of a rishain, of there he brings a raya from now which the din is in arsugya that you only get malchus according to Yehuda. That's the raya that the din is that machshavis pigol does not require a dibur. We can take a look in the Sefer Minchas Avraham. He brings a number of terutzim to this kasha. For now, we mention one terus which he says over there, B'shem the Panovich Rav, and he quotes also B'shem the Chazayin Cheskel. He says a similar terus, and that is, when do we say this klal that B'diburi Ovid Meisa, A dibur which has the effect of creating a chalois is considered a maisa. That's only like similar to which we find by tmura. The chalois which is chal is that itself which he expressed with his dibur. He said that this animal should become a carbon, and it actually does become a carbon. That's why we say it's considered lav sheyesh b'maisa, and he gets malchus, since the dibur made the chalois as he said. Hashenkin in our case of machshava which passes the carbon, for example, machshava's pigel where he says he's going to eat the basar chutz mana or chutz kaimoy, that which is chal is not the dibur, something else is chal. The psal pigel is chal on the carbon, but since what's chal is not his dibur itself, here we will not say the klal of b'dibur yisavin maisa, rather will be considered a lav she'im by maisa. Now there's a second kasha which l'chayim discuss over here, and that is, l'chayim, why do we consider lav she'im by maisa? Since the din is that a machshav is only chal while he's doing one of the avodas in the carbon, that itself should make it into a lav sheyesh by maisa, since he has to be doing an avodah b'shas he has this machshava. And the chayim compared to a case of sheichet l'avodah zara, din is that he's chayv malchus, and consider lav sheyesh by maisa, since he's doing the shechita for avodah zara, and the shechita has a maisa. If so, we should say the same thing over here, having a machshava during one of the avodas should be lav sheyesh by maisa. So the chayim say a mahalach. The Karen Ur says this b'kitzer, and this is brought by Shem the Briskerov as well, and that is that by avodah of a carbon, the avodah itself really is not an iser. Adrabah, the avodah itself is really a mitzvah. That's what he's supposed to be doing, and the iser is to have the machshava during the avodah. Therefore, that will be considered lav she'im by maise. But she'im came by avodah zara, we don't say that the maise itself is good, just the machshava is the problem. Rather, that which the Torah is answering is the maise to do a maise shechita if it's done l'shem avodah zara. That maisa is the iser, therefore will be considered lav sheyesh by maisa. And with this yisayi, the Briskerov answers another kasha, a similar kasha. Now, which the Ramban writes in his Asagis on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, the Ramban writes that one of the lavim which the Rambam left out is the lav of leisuzbach called over ra, which the Ramban explains is referring to one who does a shechita with a machshavas pigol. That's what the pasuk means, leisuzbach called over ra. He's over a lav, and the Ramban over there writes the din is that if one does shech with machshavas pigol, then is it is chayiv malchus. This drasha which the Ramban brings, the Sizbach called Avara, is not a mafurish gemara. However, if one takes a look at Tosis later on, Daf Lamed Vov Amid Aleph, and Dibur Maschal Vechatos, the way Tosis learns the sig over there, the gemara is mafurish that there is such a shita, that one who shechs with the machshav espigal is over this lav. But Akoparim, the Ramban holds that then is it is chayiv malchus, and the kasha is, which the Karen Oyer asks, as well as the Briskerov, what is the difference from that which the sig over here by us tells us? And if one shechs with machshavas pigol, he only gets malchus according to the shita of Rabbi Huda, because it's a lav she'im by maisa. Asik is not referring to the same drasha. Asik is going with the pasuk of lo yichashiv, which the one over here tells us that it's a lav. The sig over there later on is with a different pasuk, that which the Ramban brings in Sefer HaMitzvos. Rakoparim l'chay, why should that be different? Either way, it's a lav she'im by maisa, and since we pasuk in l'halocha, lav she'im by maisa ain't like in a lov, how can the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos write that one gets malchus if he shechs with machshavas pigol, l'cher it's a lav she'im by maisa? So the Briskerov answers this kasha as well with the same yisoid, that there's a chiluk between the lav over here in Esrig of lo'yichashiv, which are dashing lo'yichashiv, and the lav which the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos is referring to, le'sizbach called Avara. The lav of lo'yichashiv, as the Briskerov explained, is not a lav on the maisa avoda. The maisa that he's doing is fine. The Torah is just telling us that while he does that maisa avoda, he should not have a machshava peiseles. And if he does have such a machshava, he's over a lav, but that's a lav she'im by maisa, since it's only a machshava. Mashenkin, the lav which the Ramban is referring to, like Sizbach called Avara, as the lashon of the pasuk is mashma, over there the iser is the zvicha. It's a shechita which is done with a machshava's pigol, that's a shechita that the Torah does not want. And if one is over this lav, he does do a shechita with a machshava's pigol, that's a lav she'yesh by maisa, and therefore the Ramban paskins the din is that he will get malchus for this lav. Now, just make a haschala on the next Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the din of karav amater kimitzvosai. In order for there to be a chiv karis on a carbon of pigol, it has to be that all of the avodas were done either with machshavas pigol or b'shtika. If there was another machshava peiselas other than the machshava of chutzes manoi, that's mafkia from pigol. The Mishnah brings this din both as far as the machshava peiselas of chutzim kaimoi, as well as the machshava peiselas of shalei lishma by Pesach and Chatos. Both of these are other machshavos ha-poislois, and then they'll be mafkia from pigol, according to the shita of the Chachamim. It makes no difference if these other machshavos poislois were before the machshavos pigol, they were in the shrita, and the machshavos pigol was one of the later avodos, or the other way around. One of the earlier Avodas had Machshava Spiegel, and one of the later Avodas had a different Machshava Paiseles. Rabbi Huda argues in this. Rabbi Huda holds that only if the Machshava Paiseles is before the Machshava Spiegel, that's when it's Mafkiyim Midei Pigol. Mashenkin, if first came the Machshava Spiegel, and then afterwards there's a different Machshava Paiseles, that will not be Mafkiyim Midei Pigol. Now I'll mention an interesting Ha'ara from the Sefer Minchas Avram over here on the Mishnah. He quotes the Tosefta in Perek Gimel of Karbanos Halacha Gimel. The Tosefta says that since both Pesach and Chatos Sheshochtan Shalei Lishma, the din is that Shalei Lishma passes the Karbin, therefore the Tosefta says, if there was a Machshava of Chutz Zmanoy, or if there was a Machshava of Chutz Simkaymoy, if one of the other Avodas had a Machshava Shalei Lishma, then it will be that it's not Pigol, since the Machshava Shalei Lishma by Pesach and Chatos is Moitzim Midei Pigol. The Tosefta is telling us that this din, that a Machshava Shalei Lishma by Pesach and Chatos, since it passes the Karbin, it's Moitzim Midei Pigol. That's negated both by a carbon which had a machshava of chutz zmanoy, the machshava of shalei lishma is moitzim midei pigol, and also by a carbon which had a machshava of chutz simkaymoy, there also a machshava of shalei lishma is moitzim midei pigol. Now, what exactly does this mean that a carbon which had a machshava of shalei simkaymoy, if there was a machshava of shalei lishma by Pesach and Chatos by one of the other avodos, is mafkiyim midei pigol? Obviously, we're not talking about the chiyuv kares. There is no chiyuv kares by shalei simkaymoy. Akarch, what it means to say is, the Minchas Avraham says, that it's moitzi from the special lav of eating from a carbon which had a machshava of shalei b'mkaymoy. And he says, this sechar will be right to the shidus in the Ramban. We spoke about this on Daf Chof Ches. The Ramban holds that even machshava shalei b'mkaymoy also has a special lav in the Torah. The only chilek between chutz zmani and chutz simkaymoy is that chutz zmani has karis, chutz simkaymoy does not have karis, but the lav in the Torah of pigul applies to both of them, as opposed to saying that shalei b'mkaymoy is just like any other psul in the carbon. It's included in the general pasuk which tells us not to eat from a carbon which was pasul. The lav of leisoichel kol toyeva, the Rabban says that it's more than that, that it's also included in the unique lav of eating pigol, even though it's not included in the chiyuv kares, it still has a lav and there would be malchus. This lechar is what the Tosefta means to say over here, that if besides the machshava of chutz simkaymoy, there's also machshava of shalei lishma by Pesach and Chatos, that's mafkiyah from the pigol, even by chutz simkaymoy there is a lav of pigol. And if there's another psul, another machshava peisalos other than the machshava of chutzim kaimei, there'll be mafkia from the shame pigol which chutzim kaimei has, and if one eats from this carbon, he will not be over that specific lav of eating pigol.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.